Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, dear believers and friends and interested people. Alhamdulillah. This is a show. This is a Blog Talk Radio show dedicated to Sister Claire Muhammad, STEMschool.com. Education for our young people. And alhamdulillah, which is our most important subject or venture, education for our young people, you know, praise be to Allah. So this is what it is. It comes on every day. And also reparations in memory of our ancestors. So this is what we are dedicated to also. And I'm going to go along and see if I can get a. I'm gonna do what they call multicast until we get more people on the line with us. We're gonna see if I can get a little exercise. So, reparations is a great subject that is happening, and it's also misunderstood. So, alhamdulillah, in the meantime, waiting for other people to come online and discuss some of these subjects. I'm going to get a little walk in, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Two more people come tonight. Hey, la khayr Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, this is Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. You got to make sure that we follow Imam Muhammad's suggestion. He says, build Sister Claire Muhammad schools, not masjids, not masjids. Don't fall into that. Fall into that trap. Building masjids. We want to build Sister Claire Muhammad schools. Our children are the priority. We got to keep them the priority. We got to get them out of the public school system. Alhamdulillah. That's what our show is about. Build Sister Claire Muhammad schools. Not last year. Alhamdulillah. The other cause. Yes. Alhamdulillah. And then we go into reparations. Reparations also talk about it. We study under Professor William Garrity, and study under Professor Whitney Garrity, Claude Anderson, and it's a lot going on in the Congress of the United States. The Congress of the United States. Sister named Cori Bush. She is a representative, and she put through a proposal just recently, H.R. 40, not 40, because that was done by Congress, but we have to study these things, become knowledgeable, and know. Let's see if I can pull up this Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land, and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we're able to produce and supply our own needs. Alhamdulillah. That's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We want freedom, full and complete freedom. We want justice, equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Regardless of creed, class, or color. We want freedom. We want justice. We want justice, equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed, color. We want equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society, the best. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants of slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state territory, either on this continent or elsewhere. Alhamdulillah. Full and complete freedom. We want justice under the law. We want freedom. We want freedom. We want a full and complete freedom. We want justice, equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed, class, or color. We want equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society. It's the best. Alhamdulillah. 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 We're waiting for people to come online. Waiting for people to come online to our show dedicated to Sister Claire Muhammad. This is reparations in memory of our ancestors. Reparations in memory of our ancestors. Reparations in memory of our ancestors. Subscribe on stemschool.com. Subscribe on stemschool.com. Kalaka Samavati Alhamdulillah Ravladani Rahman Rahim Maliki Yomdi Yakanubuwa Yakanubai Yetanasaratu Husayim Yetanasaratu Husayim Yetanasaratu Husayim Yetanasaratu
You can have it.
I'm Laker.
All right, I'll go ahead on. I'll get with you in a minute.
Okay. Hello, you there? All right, Mr. Joe, how you doing?
Great, great. All right.
Doing okay, bro.
Yeah.
Good to see you still rolling.
Yes, sir.
Still kicking.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Yeah, so what do you think about reparations, bro?
Huh?
What do you think about reparations?
You know what?
What?
What the hell? I need it.
Yeah, right.
I want it.
That's right. And you deserve it.
If I deserve it.
Right. That's justice.
That's
right.
Yeah, bro. I'm on down to you. I can't do nothing with that.
Yeah, but it's coming though, brother. Man, they all in Congress, man.
Walk along my eye.
Mm-hmm.
At least my father. This feels good.
Well, that's right.
You know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Right. Like I said, they all in Congress. Put these bills through, put these studies through, and you know I'm finding out that this modern white man, he do not want you to call him a racist.
No,
he don't want. That's one of the worst things you could call a white man.
And then the whole thing about it, all of them not that way.
Right.
The hell, if they was, then we'd be what shape than we are.
Yeah, well that's right.
You know.
Well, you like that.
We got a good people.
Yeah.
No matter what, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, them green beans, getting them green beans ready?
Every shot, you there?
Yeah, sir.
Okay. Oh, good, because I'm over here.
Okay,
we talk, bro.
Okay.
All right.
I bet people tired of walking too.
Yeah, praise you, sir. I'm gonna bring my mask up here because a lot of these people buy masks still, you know.
Yeah,
size, you know. I'm gonna bring my mask because I'm not doing too good selling the mask at the post office. But yeah. What's coming, brothers? I feel real good. And these activities that I'm into. Yeah, but the automobilized bombing. Yeah, brother. I think, he was trying to argue, oh, them Negroes this, the Negroes that. Oh, man, the automobilized bombing, man. He asked for 5 states or territories. And he asked our former slave masters to supply our needs for the next 20 to 25 years. So the symbolism is there. The spirit is there. You know, he's teaching us how to demand justice, you know, justice. That's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad could do that. You know, he ain't like begging a white man. No, an egregious wrong has been egregious wrong. The Honorable Elijah asking for justice. You know, that ain't begging. You know, I guess people confuse that. Hot take is confused about justice and begging. Oh, no, I'm like, nothing ain't that. But I showed him, though. I showed him that right there in that thing. See? And that's what I mean. Now, Derek and those people, it seems like they're trying to leave Abu Elijah Muhammad out, man. They're writing these books, man. They ain't even mentioning the Muslims, you know, because I guess they're confused or they want to confuse the issue. You know, I'm not saying Garrity is intentionally doing that, but, you know, he's a Christian. They scholars and researchers and stuff, but they, I guess, man, they hung up on Jesus, you know. Even though they're scholars and stuff, they maybe be kind of blinded to actual leadership, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and plus the imam, he commented on, I'm going to get those quotes because I want to understand more about the imam says, but I see it right here, black and white. Son of Elijah Muhammad said, he said, well, that was kind of like a symbolic move. You know, he really didn't expect no 5-6. I agree. But the principle that he was putting forward and the symbolism and the spirit he's putting forward, that's the thing. You know, he kind of left it to our imagination and our intellect, our intelligence. To determine, you know, how we're going to do it, you know, our imagination, our think for ourselves, taught us to think for ourselves, you know, but that is there. You can't deny it. It's there, you know, he left it there. He says, five states or territories, either here or elsewhere, he says. Undeniable, you know. You can't, you know, it's there, so you can't act like it ain't there. He left it there on purpose, intentionally. You know, yeah. Because he wants us to put up the fight for justice. You know, don't be afraid to ask for it. Okay, he says he should tell us to. Work for a white man, you give him what? So I'm asking questions. I'm like, I'm saying, you work for a white man, he said, give him what?
Well, you know, he always said to be honest in your efforts, you know.
Yeah. He says, give him an honest day work or something, you know. Don't be no Negro, you know. Look him in the eye. He taught us how to deal with the white man, right?
Oh, yeah.
That meant justice, too. When it's come time to get your pay, go ask for your pay. Ask for your money. Don't be afraid to ask for yours. You know? So that's what that's there for. It's like the symbolism that Imam Muhammad always talks about in terms of Farad. You know, Farad, he left a whole lot of cryptic messages and symbolic stuff and all that because he knew as we grow into Al-Islam or grow into our manhood, we wake up, we'll see. We'll see. You know, that's what the imam said. He said, that's your farad. With a lot of that. Same thing with Abu Elijah Muhammad. That's undeniable. It's in black and white. He was asking reparation. That's not a Negro thing. So I've been hearing our people, that brother, a good brother, I love him.
Brother Beam Hamid. I brought up reparations, and he went off on some reason. Reparations are associated with what? Begging Negroes? Is that what? That's part of what it is, begging us. Huh? People think that's begging us. Huh? Reparations is not begging. It's not, he says, like Gary says, reparations is not an anti-poverty program. It's justice, you know? Justice. He told that. That's what probably is to resist our community. We associate reparations with Negroes standing on the street, drunk, waiting for a welfare check. I guess that's what it is. No, it's justice. And one thing I love about Derek, are you there? You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
One thing I love about Derek, he's talking 14 trillion. He ain't talking about no measly stuff. No, Derek is talking about trillions of dollars, which I even heard Marianne Williamson, she said, well, I propose so many billions. I think she's the last amount that she put up, something like 200 billion. She says, the reason I'm doing that is that politically attainable. In other words, she's saying too much because, you know, it has to be politically what's the word? Politically ascertainable or politically, you know. But Garrity's talking about trees, bro. He's talking about trees. And Garrity's, I think his thing is, you know, ask for it. Demand it. This is what we're about. You know, we ain't asking for no welfare check for a couple of years. No. It's a reparation. Yeah. How you doing, C.S.?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I got my girls over there ready. They be walking, brother. They be, man, Rashad, man, you got to do something, bro. You got to. How's your health doing, man? How's your.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, pretty good.
It's called your PSA? The PSA, that's what you call it?
Yeah.
The PSA.
Yeah. So that's time to check, it was fine.
Yeah. Well, you got to work on getting pee, man, because the doctor prescribed me some Lasix because my ankles were swelling. I stand up and my ankles were swelling. And he said, well, probably got a lot of years that you need to. So I was peeing, look like every half hour until I pee, and then it went away.
No. Uh-huh.
So, you know, even if you got to pee, man, then every half hour, man, that's all right. Pee, and then you'll get strong, and then that bladder and that sphincter muscle, whatever it is, that sphincter muscle to get stronger. That's what I'm thinking, bro. Hey, good morning. Okay. Reparations. That's my slogan now. That's my slogan. That's my slogan now, for sure. And they look at me and they laugh. Okay. You know, that's all right. I'm thinking about going to Leimert Park and doing a damn, that Naji Ali, he was good at those marches and stuff, candlelight marches.
Yeah.
But I kind of like, wish I could get him to do it. Let's do a candlelight march for reparations to get a crowd going. That way we can start having local meetings, you know. But I don't know. I don't want the CIA and the FBI to be all in on this.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's a long, it's not an immediate return. I think it's a, you know, long a project. But alhamdulillah, man, well, that's good to, you know, knowing you're working on that pretty hard as others are, you know, inshallah, it'll be fruitful, you know, inshallah, you know. But it's a long haul. It's not a...
No, you're wrong. Within the last, you asked about, did I tell you about Cory Booker, right?
Yeah.
And there was a whole lot of senators. There was a whole lot of senators supporting me. Because we got a resolution. His is called Senate S-40, Senate. Did I already tell you this? Am I repeating myself?
No. But I don't know.
It's called S-40. So John Conyers' bill was H-R-40, House of Representatives 40. But for his thing, S-40. And you ought to read the language of that. And they go through everything, man. They go through race riots, white-led race riots in East St. Louis, the Tulsa riot with 300 people, and they use incendiary things, bombs, you know. All that is S-40. Goes into all the health programs, what they did. Civil rights movement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, you know, definitely do, but
in January.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta look at
like women. You know, your argument is you got and voting for. But look, that's the thing. The psychology of today is no white people wanna be called racist. That's the worst, dirtiest word that you could call. Look, if those white people, if they catch one of those senators saying something like nigga, the N-word or something, they get rid of him. They get rid of him. Ain't no big official up there, no senator, you know, anybody in government, except Trump. He's the only one who can say stupid stuff like, shithole countries and everything, you know. He's the only one. But nobody else could do that. You know, nobody else could do that. Last thing, the white man wants you to call him a racist. And that's what we got going for us. They do not want to be called racist. Mm-hmm. See me? So when it comes down to a vote for reparations, you white folk ain't going because you didn't want no brother to come up. You know, are you a racist? You know?
It's not like that, brother. It's not like that at all. Not like that at all. In the Senate, when you have, voting for bills and measures that come through, no, it's not like that at all, man. You can look it up on the internet and see how many are in favor, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know the mechanism that we have to go through. Do we have to go through a Senate bill? Does the Senate have to pass it? Can states do it on their own? You know, I don't really know. I guess it would have to be a federal thing, you know. But no, man, you watch folks. No. It's a whole nother mindset that they have. But
That's what you think. Look,
I looked it up in terms of how many approved. I looked it up.
Okay, but the thing is, soon as those people I don't know, sometimes I think this country, they want to keep this
you know, I can see Jacobites wanting to keep this black-white thing going because that keeps Jacobite in control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, black-white thing. But I looked at all the Republicans that endorsed Juneteenth. That Juneteenth, it was hardly none. No Republican voted against him for Juneteenth. Look it up.
That's it. Yeah, that's one thing, but giving millions of dollars, man, that's a whole nother thing. I mean, inshallah, it'll happen, but, I mean, praise be to Allah, it happened, but I'm looking at how they think. I could have looked it up. The percentages are very small. They're very small for white people, what they think about reparations. It's very small. But not saying that it can't be done, but it's like I said, it's a work. And it's a very, very worthy work, you know, very worthy effort. You know, it's going to be something that you just can't jump on, jump off, and get tired of. You know, you got to just stay on it. You know, stay on it. It may not, we may not see it. You know, and don't know if your next generation will see it, but. Eventually, inshallah, you know, but the way it is, man, looking at those percentages, no, man, these white people ain't thinking about giving up black people money.
Okay. But all I can say, respectfully, that's what you think.
Well, let me, I heard you out,
but let me say this. You don't have a lot of faith in American people. Have you heard that expression? I believe in American people, that we are fair people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to get caught up in that.
Iraq to death on a lie, and you don't hear nothing about it. Killed over a million Iraqi dark-skinned Muslim fan niggas, they called it. And you don't hear nothing about it. They're just going on about their business.
Yeah.
So that's the mindset you're dealing with. That's the reality.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty skillful what they did. They ran planes up into the World Trade Center. Then they turned around and turned the media.
Yeah, but Iraq didn't do that. They had Saudi Arabia.
Wait a minute, I heard you. Let me respond. You know, okay, they like I said, they ran the planes into the World Trade Center.
Well, Iraq didn't do that.
They turned around and put their media machine on Muslims, came up with all kind of fantastic things that they fed the American people. That they fed the American people, be aware, be afraid of these Muslims. Be afraid of even Muslim madrasas for children are taught. Be afraid because they're creating terrorists who will throw bombs to children as they come up. That's the thing. Go ahead. Now, you know the media got a hold to that. But the American people are slowly waking up, you know, finding out that stuff is a lie. Go ahead.
Yeah, well,
slowly waking up.
Yeah, well, they did vote for Obama, and they walked in the streets with a George Floyd situation. But giving up some money, I mean, you know, right now, according to what I saw on the internet, the approval of it, the white folks don't approve that hardly at all. They're not for that as it stands right now.
Okay. All right.
Not that it can't change, but that's not there.
What do you think this critical race theory is about? It's about so much. People are look, like Cory Booker and this sister named Cory Bush. Cory Booker and Cory Bush, the two Corys, one in the Senate. One in the House of Representatives, a sister named Cori Bush. The language that they're using, that they put into these bills to get these bills passed, you know, they're bringing up the syphilis study, bringing up COINTELPRO, bringing up not only the slavery and the lynching and the bombing of world of what you call it, of the Black Wall Street and East St. Louis riot and all that. They bring up all that. They bring it up to CIA, crack cocaine. You know, they put all that into the bill. They say, whereas America, la, 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 and whereas they naming all these things. And it's all like for 20-something pages. And then what white man to say that he's not going to sign it? He's not going to endorse that. Well, all this is a study. Right now, we're still at the study stage because this was January the 23rd, and the other one of the day was May the 23rd. May, January, February, March, May. Yeah. But I read these things this morning. Look at all this stuff, man. It's like a history book. It's like Elijah Muhammad or some, like, Democracy Now talking about all the atrocities that America has done. That's how they write these bills up.
So this is that Cory Booker is supporting.
Huh?
This is a bill that Cory Booker and is has. So it's been written,
uh-huh.
And now it's they're going to bring it to a vote.
Or the commission of study.
Okay, the study.
Right, commission of study, and recommend reparations. That's what it's for, to study slavery and recommend reparations. And when they write these things, it's like a radical, like H.R.A.P. Brown or the Black Panther Party saying, why are they doing this? They did this, this. We thought, oh, nigga, you lying. But all that stuff came out. But, man, they got all this stuff in these bills, go like 20-something pages of all the atrocities that have been heaped on African Americans that we have. But they, that's how you write this bill. And then they put it through, and you have like 20-something, 30-something people endorse it. Endorse it. That's how it's written up, man. I said, damn. I ain't never seen no stuff. And in the highest halls of Congress, and they have white folk in there and everything, man. And then Biden turn around and sign that Juneteenth thing, federal holiday.
Well, praise be to Allah, man. I know Imam W. Muhammad is very insightful and wise and full of wisdom, man. He didn't touch the subject, as far as I know.
That's right. Statement is, you can't pay me enough. And that's what Darity's going on. You can't pay to these, like even Marianne Williamson was talking about, well, $200 billion. But look, Darity's talking about $14 trillion. Darity's talking about $14 trillion. Marianne Williamson is talking about $200 billion. So Imam Muhammad says, you can't pay me enough.
Yeah.
So Darity said, oh, okay. Okay, well, good. What's that expression? What's that expression? The ceiling order. But what's that expression? In other words, it ain't no ceiling. It ain't no top. It ain't no. But the glass. What's that say about women in the glass? Glass what?
Oh, the glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling. Oh, the roof's the limit. The roof's the limit or something. No, the sky's the limit. That's it. The sky's the limit. So Marianne Williams is talking about, oh, $200 billion because it has to be politically, the white girl. I love her for even trying. But $200 billion because it has to be politically expedient or whatever. No, Gary's talking about $10 trillion, $10, $14 trillion. He says a minimum of 6 and a maximum of $10 trillion. God. That's what Jerry just talked about. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the thing. The sky's the limit. You remember Molly said, you can't pay me enough. So that's what we're going to go off. Yeah, man, this might be, this reparations thing might be lead to a toppling of Jacobite, a toppling of this Judeo-Christian monopoly that they've had on America. This Judeo-Christian thing where the banking system is all in the hands of Jews. Everybody know it. The whole world knows it. The whole universe knows that the banking system is run by Jews. Now, is that right? So people are saying, but everybody's afraid to say that because you'll be called anti-Semite. Ron Paul said it, but he never said Jews. He said Federal Reserve. But all these people, all these white folks, man, they know now. Ron Paul ran for president, and he had a book out called In the Fed. And I don't think he even mentioned Jew in it, but everybody knows it was the Jews run the Federal Reserve in the he ran election. And so they try to demonize Ron Paul because he's a part of the, what you call it, move? What is that move? Patriot move. Or not Patriot or something. Tea Party. But all that was Ron Paul talking about in the Fed. And the Federal, he said the Federal Reserve control the wars that we, the wars in the Middle East. He said we need to get out of the Middle East with Ron Paul. Even Amy, what's her name, the girl, Democracy Now!, even she wasn't strong enough to give Ron Paul his props because she just was an old white member of the Democratic Party, but he was up in Congress talking about, let's get out of the Middle East, la, 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 and defending the Muslims big time. Even some of these niggas like Bill Muhammad and Labib and everything, they just couldn't understand how this white man be defending the Muslims, talking about get out of the Middle East and talk about all their plans and la, 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 in the Fed. They couldn't believe it. But as long as he was just an old white man out of Texas, even Bill Muhammad, he got on the internet, because they so, they really pissed me off. I said, look what this dude is saying. He was the number one official talking about stop doing what you're doing to the Muslims. He's the number one in the whole world. I mean, no, he was sick. He ran for president. Stop doing what you're doing to the Muslims. And none of these niggas would get behind you. They so hung up on Democratic and Republican, And so all Trump's people, they know who Ron Paul was. They knew who he was. They read his book. And he educated them on the Federal Reserve. And, run by the Jews. They know they just, Gentiles afraid to, who want to be labeled an anti-Semite. It's like who wants to be anti-Semitic, right? Well, who wants to be a racist? That's how the vibe is out with us. Who wants to be a racist? None of these white folks don't want to be a racist. They're afraid of the Jews. They can't, even though it's true that, if they criticize all the banks owned by them and everything, the money controlled by them, all of them, and because all this stuff in the Middle East and stuff like that, it's controlled by Israel. Except Israel. We know all that. How they try to fight Islam. I'm going to talk about you, Zionists, Jacobites. Yeah. So, I'm just saying, keep all your political scruples going here. Don't suspend your political scruples. We know what's going on. These guys control the whole banking system. And they put through
Great Recession of 2008, 2009, and 2010. People lost their homes. We know who did that, but everybody's afraid. They're afraid. You know, can't say that. You can't say that you did it. You know, can't say that. Ron Paul did. He couldn't. He didn't say you.
Mm-hmm.
Follow all the radio talking this stuff. All right,
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
all right.
Praise. It's a worthy cause, but it's a long process. It has to be something that a person has to have the mind to not give up on it, and endure with all of the patience and endurance that something like that is going to require. It's not going to be a fast, immediate. I mean, the way I see it, if it happens, it'll change in that mindset of those Caucasian senators in Ford's giving trillions of dollars to black people. Oh, man. But, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah can do anything, you know, so, it's just a lot of...
But he gave trillions of dollars to the red man. You know, he took his land.
Yeah.
Our labor.
Yeah, they did give reparations. I saw that to the Indians.
Yeah, and those Eskimos, which are Indians. This what got my attention. When I was reading through that bill from Cori Bush, it talked about with teenage girls getting pregnant by the slavers. The slavers, the masters, and their other enslavers. And it talks about 1 in 6 little girls were raped and made impregnant. That's the type of stuff that they had. Whereas teenage girls, teenage African girls were raped. La, 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 la. Yeah. I said, damn, this is the type of stuff that says, I mean, how could a white man, after you read that, go home to his children, and then somebody send a copy of that bill to their children or give it to him at school? His children say, Daddy, I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't want to talk. You mean you voted against? That's what these people are up against. Yeah, man, that if you read through that bill, they had that with them little girls was getting raped and made them pregnant. And a lot of them was dying of different stuff. Yeah, that was slavery, brother. That was slavery, and that was Jim Crow. Yeah. How could a senator vote against that and his teenage kids? Somebody sent him the bill, and they highlight that right there. This is what your dad voted against here, Mary. I can see some of your white boys doing that. You know, to keep up. Look what your dad did. Hey, that's why white folks, man, you can't do that these days. This is not the political climate for that. You know? And then when Joe Biden put that Juneteenth through, and legitimized anti-slavery thing, the emancipation went off in 1863. But the Juneteenth went out in 1865. Oh, now the kids can study that? Well, let's do a paper today on Juneteenth, class. Let's do a paper today, you know? So now the little kindergartners. Well, slave. How you spell slave, mommy? How you spell slave? Mommy, well, SL, I don't want, oh, that's a bad word, Jenny. No, well, it's in my class, mommy. It's in my kindergarten, first grade class. We're doing a thing on Juneteenth. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, praise be to Allah, you know, because we have so many fronts to fight on, you know. And
keep doing what the Quran tells you to do. Quran says, Ekra. This is the Arabic Allah. Study. Read. Study.
Mm-hmm.
Be intelligent. Have intelligent conversations with these people. You know, don't talk, Karazi, don't talk crazy talk. Talk sense.
Praise be to Allah, man. Hopefully, you know, hopefully something, you know, come through, you know, and then, you know.
Yeah, man. That's what we got for God, inshallah. All right, brother.
Okay. So you're up there good. I'm glad getting that good exercise.
Nobody called in at all today. Nobody, but in fact, I don't see nobody on my board. But that's all right. I'm going to keep it up, and we're going to talk about it. You know?
Yeah. Maybe,
maybe my phone is doing this.
You know, get the perspective from some of these other Muslims, you know, brothers like Mikhail Sahir and Darren Oakland, Shuaib, and, you know, touch bases with them. They probably could have some insight. And call Keith Ellis, man. Call Keith Ellis and, you know, get him on board, see, you know, because he's, Attorney General?
Well, he already did his job with that Juneteenth. He's a Democrat.
Yeah. But reparations, you know, I mean, if he could throw his hat behind it, you know, that'd be something. But anyway, I'm gonna look, see what Booker.
Cory Bush is a sister in the House of Representatives, and Cory Booker is the senator.
Yeah.
Look them up. Look at their bill. All their bills came in within the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Read them bills.
Okay, well,
read about some little girls who was impregnated and raped. Yeah, okay, Rashad, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Keep up the good work.
Why we advise people not to work at night because the night won't be more than that. We tell us that the popular, we can rise to into the village. So make sure at night you avoid walking around. But otherwise, there's nothing else which you have to worry about. There's no climbing, so it's close to 0% crime. Only animals. So if you see people running from that one, just train and run.
Zero crime, but we were the hippos and the buffaloes. And I think I knew because my child taught me that hippos are probably more dangerous than lions. But I didn't know that buffaloes were such dangerous animals.
Hey, hippos tend to more lions than anything else. And the buffalo is the most dangerous land mammal. Hippos become more dangerous because they're in the water. You are first in the water. You don't have a chance to escape away from them. That's why they came out as the end of ending, end of ending. That is also, because it's about to exist, most of the animals, they keep you only time because they attack you. The possible when they see you, I mean, they lay in ambush. When you get to a run, they attack you so that you keep it down. So the possible is the most dangerous. They lay in the animal.
Wait, buffaloes lay in wait and then they attack you? They're like, they are the criminals.
Yes, they are the criminals of the bush.
Why do they do that? Why do they hate
us? They're born angry. You never see them smiling. They're born angry. I think it's because they're always, being followed by predators, like lions, like hyenas. So they try to protect themselves from predators. The lion fight is like a pretty fight. They're all on their
interesting. And both hippos and buffaloes are vegetarians, right?
Correct. They're both hippos are vegetarians and the buffaloes are vegetarians.
They're just very angry vegetarians.
They attack to protect the territory and the family. So there's no animals just attack because most animals are attacked.
This is involved with an animal that we literally just arrived 2 minutes ago. And we're in the slide. This seems quite beautiful and quite restful. So, of course, we start with the animals. We've already seen monkeys on the way here, and we just barely landed.
Yes, there's two monkeys. Remember, it was the
elephant in the front of your lodge. So that's a sign that elephants and buffaloes are expected area. That means be very careful. Nice, it's a point of the night. You know, it's funny because someone was telling me that before I came, I told them I was coming to visit the public. We always have the impression that elephants are
Aisha Cairo here with a quick recap of my time at JPMorgan Chase's